Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview, Heather Bauscher. Thank you for being here this morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So Heather recently transitioned from a position that maybe we're all familiar with you being in. Now your new position is Fisheries Community Outreach Specialist for SHIP. And I was wondering if you could tell us just a little bit about what that role is before we dive into the talk about cruises.
Sure. Thanks, Brooke. Yeah, everybody probably knows me as the Tongass community organizer. I've been doing fisheries advocacy and outreach work for the last 4 or 5 years or so. I'm still doing basically the same sort of work. I'm just doing it a little bit beyond Southeast Alaska. So now I'm a fisheries community outreach specialist for the SHIP program, which is Salmon Habitat Information Program. And this is a shared role between Salmon State and the Sitka Conservation Society, among others. So I'm still doing a little bit of work for SES, but you'll see me in other places on other issues beyond Southeast Alaska now too.
Wonderful. Great. And we'll still see you here in Sitka and doing stuff for SES. So that's great.
Yep.
Well, speaking of Sitka Conservation Society, we're here to talk about some upcoming cruises for this summer season. There are three in particular that we're going to talk about. So I'm wondering if you can tell us just sort of the basics about these cruises. I know you have a partnership for them.
Oh, yeah. So the boat cruises are some of the most beloved activities we have in the summer here in Sitka through the Sitka Conservation Society. And this is a partnership with Allen Marine. And shout out to them. They've been great. Always hosting these fundraisers for years, so super grateful to Allen Marine.
We have just a little bit of background noise, and then we'll get right back to it. That's okay. These are cruises that have partnership with Allen Marine, which is very cool, and which is why it can be a fundraiser.
Yes, so super grateful to Allen Marine for helping us out and doing the fundraisers here. Anyway, so we have three cruises coming up. Sorry for that distraction in the studio here.
It's okay.
So we're going to do three this summer. The first one is going to be the Bird Cruise. That's coming up June 30th. So that's next week.
Thursday.
Very soon. And the Bird one is my favorite one. We say cruise off birds because we can't always guarantee that we're going to make it to St. Louis area. That's always the goal, the magical bird island. I love that place. So we're going to try to get out to Liz area. And if we can't make it to Liz area, we'll cruise along the coastline of cruise off or find some birds in some other places. But the bird cruise is always a really great one. So looking forward to that next week.
Can I ask you, when you go on this cruise, kind of what do you hope to see? Like, or maybe what are the traditional things you see? And then like, what are your kind of pie in the sky? You really, fingers crossed, maybe you'll get to see it.
Okay. Yeah. So, I really like trying to get close to Lazaria, but even if we don't get close to Lazaria, usually you can find rhinoceros auklets even like halfway out there. And I really love the rhinoceros auklets. They're super cool. And I don't know many other places where you get to see them around like we do this close. If we get to Lazaria, the tufted puffins are always a crowd favorite. In the past, we've even gotten to see a peregrine falcon that sometimes nests out there,
Cool. Which
is cool. That's kind of a pie in the sky. I can't promise that one, definitely not. But
right.
Puffins are good, and all sorts of other birds, waterfowl, gulls, ducks. I like to see the oyster catchers when we get to see those, the bright orange bill, you know. And I really like pigeon guillemots, too, because their feet are this like impossible shade of like orange red that's like straight out of a paint tube.
So
great. I hope we see some pigeon guillemots.
There's so much to see out there. And even if you don't see any, you know, that many birds or that much variety, it's still a great chance to, if you live in Sitka, to get out to a place maybe you don't get to go very often, just getting out on the water.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, too. We really like providing these boat cruises. You know, this is geared just as much to the locals as anybody else because it's nice to provide opportunities for folks to get out on the water that may not usually get the opportunity.
So, and this cruise is a fundraiser, as all of them are, and the cost for this one is?
$65.
And people can get tickets at?
Old Harbor Books.
Great. So then the next cruise will be the Intertidal Cruise. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that one will be on July 16th. That's going to be in the morning. That'll be 8 to 11 a.m. because we got to catch the low tide. And we're going to probably head out somewhere along the cruise off coastline. We haven't quite identified that. In the past, it's always been Frosty Reef, but that's become a little bit more difficult to get to with the boat. So we're still identifying the exact spot for that one. But you'll have the opportunity to get off the boat and actually explore the tidal zone a little bit and get up and close with the intertidal creatures.
This one's cool because, yeah, you're not just on the boat the whole time. I mean, it's super fun to be on a boat, especially if you don't get out that often. But it's also fun to get to a new island or a new place, get your feet on the ground and see what you can see. And for these cruises, do you often have a naturalist like yourself on the ship to answer questions?
Yep. I will likely be on all the boat cruises. And then additionally, we usually bring somebody from the community that's an expert in the field that can help with some of the interpretation. The third one we're going to have is in August, and that'll be on the 13th from 12 to 3. And that one's going to be a cruise off wildlife and geology tour. So I'm hoping to have somebody that can speak to some of the geology of cruise off and maybe some of the recent volcanic activity. So that one should be fun and interesting. And that's something new that we haven't done in the past before.
Will this one also be one where people who come along get off the boat, or do you stay on the boat for this one?
I think that one's going to be a stay on the boat the whole time.
Cool. Yeah. And do you have the price for these two, the intertidal? Not yet.
I think they're all around $65.
Okay. And tickets can be bought at Old Harbor Books. Yep. So, and of course, when you go to buy tickets, you can get the exact price at that time. So I think...
one of them might be $75, but I don't have that in front of me right at the moment. But yeah. That's around $65.
We know the newest, the one coming up soonest is $65. So keep your ears peeled for
June 30th, 12 to 3.
12 to 3.
And that one's $65. And our capacity is about 45 people. So that'll be the number of tickets. And they're likely to sell out. The Bird Cruise almost always sells out. You can get your tickets at Old Harbor Books.
And is there anything that someone who's going to go buy a ticket for this upcoming cruise should do to prepare? Like anything that they should bring along or... take Dramamine, this kind of thing.
I will say, I guess there has been a bird cruise or two where it did get a little bit rough out there. So if you are a person that has trouble with seasickness, it might not be a bad idea, depending on what the weather looks like that day. But other things you could bring is snacks if you like. There's also usually some snacks available for purchase, but you can bring some of your own if you like. Always bring binoculars for the bird cruise, of course.
Right.
And maybe some layers because you never know how cool it can get, especially when the boat's underway.
Great. Yeah. Well, this sounds wonderful. What a great chance for people to get out on the water and explore our own backyard and also support a great nonprofit in our community, Sitka Conservation Society. So if folks have any questions or want to get more information, is there a phone number or a website that we can give them?
The SES one.
Okay. Yeah. So they could probably just Google Sitka Conservation Society and we'll be able to find the connection to the website there. And then also go to Old Harbor Books to buy tickets.
Yeah. And a big thank you to Old Harbor Books for helping us sell the tickets.
I know you're looking for a phone number, but maybe we don't have it. Yeah, that's okay. So thank you, Heather, for being here this morning to share with us a little bit about Sitka Conservation Society upcoming fundraisers.
If you have any questions, the number is 907-747-7509. And our office is located at 201 Lincoln Street, just above Old Harbor Book. So feel free to stop by and ask questions there, too.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for having me this morning, Brooke.
Great to have you, Heather. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. Coming up next, we'll have the Marine Forecast.